As the US 2024 election draws near, many people in Nigeria are apprehensive about the outcome of the election. The presidential race is a battle between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. The Executive Director, Gender Strategy Advancement International, Adora Sidney Jack, is confident that Harris will defeat Trump.
Most predominantly, it's the feeling that I get that the American women want to make a statement with Kamala. They also want to disrupt the mystery behind a woman going to the White House. And I think for that to happen, and if it does happen, it will open different layers of conversation and open doors, rooms to more women across the continent of the United States, of Africa, to begin to see more women in leadership.
Meanwhile, Ike Ekoma, a media consultant and a public affairs analyst, told VOA that both Trump and Harris have equal chances.
So it's a bit of a yo-yo dancing right now, because this is the closest we've come watching American elections. This is the closest we have seen it in recent years, where the two candidates are almost neck and neck. And then in many polls, they say it's too close to call. So we don't know who gets to win, frankly.
Ekoma also pointed out how tricky the American electoral system is, which differs from the presidential system of government as practiced in Nigeria. The U.S. uses a system designed over 240 years ago called the Electoral College. It assigns electoral votes to each of the 50 states according to their population. There are a total of 537 electoral votes nationwide, and 270 are needed for the winning candidate to gain the presidency. In recent elections, polls show the popularity among voters of the two main candidates are nearly equal in about seven so-called swing states. That will help one of the two major parties reach 270. As a result, campaigning intensifies in this handful of states to attract the support of a slim number of voters, often less than 5%, who say they are undecided. Ekoma says it can often be a challenge for foreigners to relate to the system.
Why would the whole, I think, 50 states in America cast their votes and is decided by just a handful of states? And why were they campaigning in all these other states if their votes were not going to give them enough numbers to win the Electoral College? It might as well just have the elections in those states that decide the election in America. So it's really baffling how that system works, and for everybody, it's confusing.
Speaking on why Nigerians and Africans are interested in the U.S. elections, Madukwe Ukebu, a federal commissioner at the Public Complaints Commission, says Americans' decisions and policies go far beyond its borders.
As a true leader in world affairs and a decision maker, particularly in the United Nations and all the organizations that bind the world, America has inserted her power and her leadership in formulating policies that will not only impact on Africa, but also on countries like Nigeria. That is why, in most cases, Nigerians are very much interested in what happens in America.
Ukebu emphasizes that since over a million Nigerians and Nigerian Americans live, study, and work in the U.S., there's every reason for them to be interested in the elections.